From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. In the relay race of life, I'm the anchor who guarantees a gold medal. Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. If you have ever attended one of our shows in person, like these good people here, you know two things. First of all, how devastatingly attractive we all are. And second, that there's always more material, more jokes, more games, more of our studio audience pounding in the doors, begging to be let out, than we can fit into the radio broadcast.
If we played everything we had, your station would only have time for the TED Radio 15 minutes.
So, today we're going to play some things you've never heard before, our bootlegs, if you will. We'll start with this. In February, our friend Jesse Klein filled in for me as the host of the show. Here's a question that didn't make the air.
Adam, according to a new survey, Americans are doing less what than they used to?
They're having less sex.
That is correct. That's right. Yes, they are having less sex.
I thought it was just me.
It's not. I think the article in the Times, the headline literally was, it's not just you.
Oh.
Americans are having less sex.
That makes me feel so much better and sadder.
Yeah.
It's sad but true. According to the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior, P.S. ew to that magazine, Americans had sex on average 9 fewer times in 2014 than they did in the late 1990s. And the study says that since 2002, Americans have been having sex on average only about 50 times a year, which, I'm sorry, I think seems like a lot. No? Seems
no.
like a ton to me.
Does it really?
You have a toddler.
Yeah, you have a toddler.
Yeah, so you...
I like that you just immediately bypassed, like, yeah, that's fine to, like, oh, like, it's clearly there's something wrong with your life, but we'll blame it on the toddler. The demographics responsible for pulling the average down the most are, not surprisingly, married people. Womp, womp. But also, more surprisingly, adding to America's dry spell is the behavior of millennials, who are having less sex than any other previous generation. I mean, these kids don't even want to work in bed. They're lazy. One of the reasons cited for the decline in sex is the rise in popularity of other forms of pleasure, such as browsing Facebook, playing video games, and watching Netflix. What do you guys think? Are you choosing between sex and just looking at Facebook?
Why can't you do both at once?
Adam, you are getting creepier with every answer.
Speaking of sex.